following.
My dear friends, following Father Vince's example, I'm going to tell you three stories. The first story is about how God fills our emptiness. The second story is about how God is the miracle we want to have. And the third story is about how God renews our faith. Three stories for the price of one homily. How lucky you all are today. Okay, the first story is about a struggle I had to face at a young age. Many of you know that I had a difficult time when my dad left me and my family when I was about 12 years old. This was a very difficult problem that I had to live for the rest of my life. While I went to church, I asked myself, why did God not give me a father, an authentic father? Even though I grew up with my mother, my older brothers and sisters, and my uncle, I always felt empty, and I always thought God did not love me. I even lied to the children in the neighborhood and to my classmates about having a father. They would tell me about their father and mother, and I just could not tell them that I did not have my father living with us. In the future, with the help of my spiritual director, I was able to talk to my dad again to reconcile with him. This difficult situation brought me to discover how much God loved me. He was giving me the chance to be his son, and he became my father, because God shows no partiality, as St. James tells us in today's reading. Show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. God loves the rich and the poor, the fatherless and the one who has a father, the doubter and the believer, the sinner and the saint. God shows no partiality. He despises the saints but welcomes the sinner. He does not prefer anyone because of their looks, gender, social or legal status, age, race, color or creed. He just loves everyone, something that has been difficult for me to comprehend. In confronting my emptiness because of the lack of my father, I had to allow God to do a sort of a spiritual heart surgery on me. Not until I accepted my emptiness and my need for God was I able to begin healing. Healing does not come by magic. It is a process in which I had to allow God to take care of me, to throw myself into God's merciful hands. This healing opened my eyes to see God in my emptiness. The healing Jesus performed in today's gospel shows how Jesus took the time to see in this excluded person a child of God. He took him to the side, touched him, and prayed for him, giving back what was lacking in him, the possibility of communicating. Within the context of Jesus healing the blind, deaf man in today's gospel, the second story tells us how God is a miracle we want to have. This story is about a father who was always very busy at work. He was very successful, but never seemed to spend much quality time with his son. This father would travel around the world, but was never at home. One day this father was talking to his son, telling him how successful he was. He said to his son, "Son, I'm going out of the country again. When I return, I promise I will bring you a gift." The son, looking into his dad's eyes, said to him, "Dad, I do not want a gift. I want you." I thought that this story would help us understand that many of us look at God because of a gift or a miracle he can provide for us. The child of this story reminds us that the most important thing is not the gift or the miracle. It is God. As soon as we have God in our lives, He will bring the gifts and miracles we need. But even if the gifts we want do not come about, spending time with God is the best we can do here on earth. Finally, this third story tells us how God wants to renew our faith. I know that these past weeks have been very difficult for the entire church. I would like to tell you this story. Many years ago, a priest who was in crisis decided to request some time off for an active ministry as a priest and did not tell many people. He just could not find any meaning in his life as a priest. He decided to leave and begin a new life in Europe. Sometime after he had left, a niece called him and said, "Uncle, I'm graduating from college and I want you to say a special mass for me at home." He knew that a priest is always a priest, but he hesitated and suggested she find a priest from her parish church. The niece did not accept this suggestion and said that she wanted the mass as a gift. In the end, the uncle priest accepted to celebrate mass in her house. The priest prayed to God to give him a sign. He had lost his love for God and the Eucharist. During the consecration, this priest could not raise the consecrated host and the chalice. They were too heavy to raise. They felt as if he was raising a person. So this was the sign he was looking for. The priest cried and cried because of his lack of faith. In the end, he returned to being an active priest. My friends, we are gathered here not because of the priests or the bishops. We are gathered here because of Jesus Christ, who becomes present every time we celebrate the Eucharist. Just as the priest who was in crisis was not able to raise Jesus in the Eucharist, we also receive from Jesus the sign of his love through his body and blood. This time is a special time for you and me to strengthen our relationship with Jesus Christ. As we continue this Eucharist, I pray that we can receive that God who comes to fill our emptiness and heal our broken hearts, the one who is the miracle we want to have, and the one who wants to renew and make our faith strong. May we feel loved by God and accepted by Him, who shows no partiality over His children, and that we learn from Him not to despise anyone who comes to us for our help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.